This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. It's Jake Albrock. It's Tommy Caster. We will get you going on some giveaways as we make our way through Crestview Round of Golf, HTO. So stay tuned for all of that, and we'll dig more into the Royals weekend, the NBA Finals, as we make our way through. But pretty hard, Tommy, not to spend the first full segment a bit of time here on this NCAA ruling. In the least surprising development of all time, it was dropped on a Friday night, which is how these things typically go. It's the one that we've been waiting for. When everybody says the house settlement, the house settlement, the house settlement, this is what they're talking about. We got the house settlement, and it's what we expected, right? There weren't really, that I could tell, any like surprises in the house settlement. It's that they're going to do revenue sharing. Administrators have been preparing for this for at least a calendar year. I think maybe even longer than that. So basically, this just opens the door for some revenue sharing. There are a lot of numbers and details and everything. We're going to try to navigate you through that and actually what it means, because it's a challenge, honestly. But we'll do our best here. But at the surface, this is behind us now, Tommy, and the sport can move forward.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that there are no major changes after this, at least for a while. I think what we've all been waiting for, basically, I think what the entire college athletics landscape has been waiting for quite a while now, is stability and certainty and consistency and all of that, where we can just sort of get back to playing the games, get back to talking about what we should be talking about. And it's been a tumultuous few years with all of this. I mean, going all the way back to conference realignment and then NIL and transfer portal and all the different things that come into play with all of this. Do I think that things will ever be fully 100% settled? Probably not. There's always going to be movement and tweaking and adjusting, but hopefully this does pave the way for, you know, maybe an era of college athletics eventually where we can, you know, have that certainty. We can have that peace of mind that things are at least done and settled for a while.
I think it will eventually. I don't think we're done with the tumultuous, chaotic nature of it for at least a couple more years. Because if you just look at what this all means, it's a lot. Like, it's very, very confusing. But the good news is, I from what I can tell, it's what schools have been preparing for. So right out of the gate, the deal itself is this ruling opens the door for schools to share millions of dollars with players, right? That's at the surface, that's what this ruling means, revenue sharing. And so There are a lot of numbers attached to it. There's a $2.8 billion piece to go to back payments for athletes that competed from 2016 to 2024. There's also increased spending baked into this. It's a 10-year agreement, I guess. And so that'll go up, and it's around $20 million. At schools will have about $20 million, $21 million to divvy up how they see fit. I think it's how they see fit. So you have all that, right? So schools now are going to share this revenue. That's the part that's going to make it hard. That's why you're getting, you know, emails saying we really need your support right now, is because they have to share some of the money that they're getting. It also changes NIL potentially quite a bit. You'll read about, and this is the part to me that gets really dicey with NIL. There's a clearinghouse now. They've hired some major firms to come in to try to help navigate. This won't be NCAA trying to navigate this. It'll be this group that will come in and, like, if you're going to contribute to NIL, it has to go through this clearinghouse before it can go, and there'll be a fair market value attached to it and all of these things. And that's what they want to do. And that'll probably mean, if from what I read on it, it'll probably mean less big NIL deals, which probably means more lawsuits and more L's for the power. Because I don't know legally what standing people think they're going to have when a company wants to endure. Could you imagine, like, the same criteria? And maybe it exists, and I don't know, in pro sports, though. Like, hey, we want Patrick Mahomes to come sell cars for us. We want to give him $10 million. You know what? We think he's actually only worth three. Like, I don't know how that's going to hold up. I don't think it will. Maybe there's some precedent here. I don't know. That's a big thing to me that still looms in the air, is what is this clearinghouse and how will it work? We'll try to get Kevin Saul in to help us understand that at some point, Wichita State's athletic director. But I would also say that if that's the case, the way that that does get very clearly navigated is through collective bargaining, is through making these athletes employees. Because I can tell you right now, Tommy, as employees, you and I have very strict rules about what we can and cannot talk about when it comes to products and how those are compensated. For the most part, like, that doesn't happen in our industry except for in specific circumstances. And there are very specific sets of rules and guidelines that have to happen in order for that to happen. We're employees, though, right? And so, like, at some point, I think the next legal thing we're going to see is when somebody wants to spend a whole bunch of money for their school to sign a player, and there to be a point where somebody says, well, you can't do that. And then I think we'll see either another big lawsuit to determine, well, how can this happen? Or the next step to making athletes employees of some kind that can go under a contract that can be bargained out. And then that's ultimately where I think this needs to be and makes the most sense, because right now, without that, I don't know how you're taking money out of people's pockets. That's why they keep taking L's in the courtroom, because we're like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Like, well, how can you tell this person how much money they can earn? And so that I don't get it on that part. That's the piece to me that still lingers and I don't fully understand, is what happens with the NIL and how do they police that or handle that and try to cap that, more importantly, from what the free market wants to pay these players.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I are not athletes. We're not in that world, but there are some similarities. Like, you can draw some parallels between what you and I do and what these athletes are doing, as far as when you're talking about endorsing products and companies and things like that, because that's a fairly common place thing in our world, like going behind the scenes a little bit. I deal with that nearly all day long, not just here on Sports Daily and KFH, but with the entire Odyssey family of stations. We have products and companies all the time, locally and nationally, that want to use our personalities to endorse their products. And to your point, you're absolutely correct. There are very strict and clear guidelines and rules and regulations on what we can and can't do. The interesting thing about it is that it's not even just company policy. It's law. Like, what we are doing is law. And, you know, so there are very clear lines on that from a legal perspective, because this sort of thing has been litigated in the courts. It's been, you know, that there has been a precedent that has been set decades ago on what people in you and I's world and our industry, what we can do and what we can't do, and how we have to be compensated, and how things have to be declared that, you know, this is a paid sponsorship. And so those things, there are comparisons, there are similarities to what we're talking about right now with college athletes. There are some differences, obviously. As I mentioned before, you and I are not collegiate athletes. We're not performing on that stage. But yet, like, I think you and I and people that do what we do every day have a little bit of a unique perspective on the whole endorsement and compensation piece of what this whole thing looks like, because you and I deal with that all the time.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe that's why I've always thought that's the only way to truly police this.
I can't tell you. I don't know if this has happened to you in your career. It's happened to me all the time where I've had people, and it's not like serious. Like, people are joking around and they're like, hey, they've got a business. They're like, hey, I'll, you know, give you a gift card or whatever if you'll just mention this on your show. If you'll talk, I legally can't do that. Like, it's got to run through the proper channels. We've got to disclose that you are a paying advertiser. That's the only way. We have to do this on the up and up. It can't be a behind the back, you know, hey, here's a little, you know, scratch for you if you can talk about this. That's not the way it works. That's illegal, you know? And so that, like, there are some similarities between what we do and what's happening now in college athletics.
The similarity to me is the enforcement. So, like, I will tell you that most television contracts, like full-time employment, with very few exceptions in the news industry, you're not allowed to do any of that, right? Like, there's nothing you can't. It's forbidden in your contract. And there are lots of reasons for it. Usually it's like journalistic integrity. A sports talk radio show is different than that. Same both in the media. One's different from the other. I think that's important, because the reason that can be the case is because we have contracts that define it. Now, there are also rules that we have to follow, is what you're talking about. We can get – and here's just a quick sidebar. This is why social media is so interesting. They don't have to follow the same rules we do. Social media can do anything they want. So you see people – all the time endorsing products. They probably got paid for it. They don't tell you that. They don't have to. It's social media. They don't follow the same rules. But there's been a big push. Like, why don't they follow the same rules? You know, what are we doing here? Why is some regulated, some not? So anyway, like, there are different rules in place for different places. There are different rules in place within the same industry, but it's all clearly spelled out. Now, there are legal things here involved with what we're talking about too. I don't know if that's going to happen, but more simply, like, you can in some circumstances do that, you can't in others, and it's just clearly laid out. And so for me, when we've looked at this with college athletics, if they don't want this to be pay for play and they want it to truly be NIL, which, if you remember the first couple of years of NIL, it really was NIL.
It
really was like endorsement based. Yeah. And then, which will naturally happen.
Just going
everybody
and doing
wants to
a,
win.
Doing a summer camp or a clinic and getting compensated right to do it or whatever.
Yeah. And then ultimately, of course, because people want to win, you have like a Miami booster throwing whatever it was, several million dollars at a player. And you're like, well, what did he even do? What did he endorse? And then it's like, well, I mean, I guess if that guy wants to pay him. And I think that's right. Unless you had a clear set of rules that says, well, you can't do that. If you want to donate a bunch of money, you got to just donate it to the school, and the school will then use it as revenue share, which is, I think that's why you're seeing commissioners, administrators really like this, because the money will ultimately now filter through them, and they can use that money again to work on facilities or do whatever they need to do. And it's not just going to pay. So of course the school's like that, right? Like, you don't get to give it straight to the athlete. You have to give it to the school first, and then we'll give it to, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that the schools are going to like that better. It's not nefarious necessarily. I think there are selfish reasons for that. And I also think there are practical reasons of, like, yeah, it's going to be a lot easier to manage this if this all is coming from the same place and we can see what's happening a little more clearly. And so that part of it is good. But if you look at it from the athlete's perspective only, like, screw that. Like, no, like, I don't want to do that. This guy wants to pay me. He doesn't want to pay you. He doesn't want to pay the school. He wants to pay me. Pay me. Why does that have anything to do? You know what I mean? Like, no, that's not. And so I think that's to, again, like, for me, that's why I think we're probably one more big development away from the end game, which is everybody just being under contract. Then it's much simpler.
Do you think you do the players want to be employees? Do they want to be under contract? And I think that's the big question about, you know, well, is it more beneficial for them
to transfer, and do they want to do all those things? That's going to have to be a part of the bargaining, right? Like, yeah, we'll do this and you'll go under contract, but what's the benefit to the player? Maybe they get health insurance. Maybe they get assurances and guaranteed payments. Maybe they get a scholarship and it can't be taken away from them and used it. Like, yes, there will be enough advantages to players. Or if the league can organize this the right way, you say, okay, fine. Don't come play in our league then. Right? If you're a player and you don't want to sign a contract with somebody, like, you're not allowed to play in this league without a contract. How about making nothing? How about not getting prepared for the pro leagues? Like, that's the, like, I'm like, that's the, if you're the schools, that's what you do. If you're the leagues, like, you must be under contract to play in this league. If you don't want to follow these NIL guidelines that we have in place, okay, don't come play for us. Go do something else. Because ultimately, this is always going to be, when we're talking about football and men's and women's college basketball, this is ultimately always going to be the best place to earn money. Better than some off-brand league somewhere where you can, like, it's never going to be as big, if this is done the right way, as the potential to earn here. So that, to me, is the next big one. But the big one for now has gone through, and that's the revenue sharing portion. When I hear it quite simply, and again, it's all really complicated, is that they are allowed now to revenue share. They have to revenue share. However you look at it, I think the big question is how much revenue, but they can. And so that's the first step to setting up, to me, some mutual effort in this to get this thing under control. And if they can do it, and if this new CSC, who we've been talking about a lot lately for college football playoff organization and things, that's the same group that's supposed to organize all this. If they can get it organized, you'll begin to see, I think, some clarity in the portal. You'll begin to see some clarity in free agency, basically, that has become college athletics. And again, I think it'll still be a couple of years down the road. We'll be there. Rick says we move forward. LOL, just going to be another lawsuit or something. It will be initially, I think. But I do think this is, we're going to get settled out. Again, the time frame is hard to know. This one took forever. But we'll get some clarity on it. What's happening now is not sustainable. It's not going to be sustainable at all. For schools, it's not going to be, well, mostly for schools, right? For the athletes, they probably think it's way sustainable, but it's not. It's not going to stay. I mean, it just won't be. So hopefully this gets the structure in place to get college athletics. Again, we'll get Kevin Sullivan at some point, and we'll have more of the details of the settlement here. I'll take you through a pretty good little winners and losers thing that I've seen today, and there's a lot of numbers with the specifics on this. The money that has to get back paid, how does that work? Who gets what? How do schools decide what to spend on? Tommy, like, this is the point now where it's like, remember when we always said Wichita State doesn't have to pay football players? They get to share the revenue. They'll share whatever portion of the revenue that it is that they have to share, but they don't have to pay football players.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it would be more attractive, I'll bet you, in a lot of situations, for a player to come to Wichita State. In theory, they will have more to spend on men's and women's basketball players because the university is not also having to share that revenue with football players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's 100 fewer athletes, basically, that are now looking to get a piece of this pie. That feels significant to me. We'll get into that part of it, too. When we come back, though, let's talk Royals a little bit. We'll dig into the weekend series, look ahead. That's coming next. It's all Brock and Castor on Sports Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.